Dictation for Jan Merilat, Merillat, November 864, addresses a letter Dr. Ginu, J-I-N-U, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Ginu, a follow-up for Mr. Merilat, who donated a kidney to mother. He has a chronic kidney disease, prior history of posterior urethral valve stenosis. Since the last visit in October, nothing to report, feels well, no hospital emergency room, no surgical procedures, no imaging or x-rays, same medications, including Norvas, clonidine, Coric, lisinopril, otherwise Trulicity, Lentus for diabetes and cholesterol treatment, Lipitor. He denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melena, good urine output without infection, cloudiness or blood. He denies edema, claudication symptoms of discolor of the toes, norphopnea, PND, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, no syncope, lightheadedness, no rash. Next paragraph, alert to the intestine 3, no respiratory distress, weight 244, stable, blood pressure 140/186, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistries from October, creatinine 2, GFR 35, stage 3B, electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal, anemia 10.9, large amount of protein in the urine. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, no indication for dialysis, no progression, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next number, kidney donation to her mother, to his mother 20 years ago. Next number, obesity. Next number, diabetes. Next number, blood pressure, fair control. Next number, history of posterior urethral valve stenosis. At this moment, not active, no infection in the urine, no urine, prior bladder volume of 200, which is moderate, but at this moment, no indication for treatment. Next number, anemia. Next number, we need to update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Come back on the next 4 to 6 months.